Hi, welcome to Geek Calm Divas with Jana. And I have a very special guest. Did you drop your like phone?
I dropped. No, you're on my laptop. I dropped the whole thing.
Oh my God. So cute. This is Julia. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Julia. Happy to be here.
Yay. Have you been on a podcast before? Are you like a podcast listener? No.
No, I've never been on a podcast before, ever. This is my very first time.
Yay. How do you feel about it?
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
You'll get used to it. It's fine. I think like at first people are very like conscious of what they're saying. And then they
That's why I asked you, I was like, is this live?
No, oh my God. I'm too like particular for things to be live. I have to like edit stuff, but don't worry about saying things that are dumb. I do that all the time. It makes it more entertaining for
yes, for sure. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start off with Julia, how did we meet?
You and I met in a little show called Evil Dead.
Yes, she is one of the many people that I really love from that show. Yes.
Fun fact, Jana was like probably the first person that talked to me.
Wait, really? Oh my god.
I mean, like you were always like so nice and bubbly, and I think like you're someone who wants to make sure no one is like sitting alone.
Oh.
So like yeah, like I do remember like the very first time like you came up to me and talked to me, and I was like, oh, this girl's really nice.
I try. I don't know. I used to be like really shy and like in school and stuff like that. So I like try to like help. Like, not that Julia is definitely not shy at all, but like, No, but it's tough being like new to a group that like knows each other already. And like Evil Dead is like a show that happens every year, people come back. So we had a really good time. Yeah. I'm really glad that I did it with you. Yeah.
Like over a year now since
because I met you I think it was like probably September of 2023, and now it's 22. Yes, it's over a year
now it's 24.
Yes, but yeah, what I don't know if we've ever really talked about this. What is your relationship with Disney Channel? Did you watch it growing up? Because you're quite a few years, I think you're like 5 years younger than me, so like your experience is probably somewhat different.
Yeah, my generation of Disney Channel, I was a Disney kid. I did watch Nickelodeon, but I was more of a Disney kid.
Mm-hmm.
My Disney era was like, it started out with like That's So Raven and The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and Hannah Montana was like, that was like my childhood.
Yeah,
my Disney era ended maybe like Austin and Allie.
Oh, okay. So that's much, okay. Cause I like barely know that show, but I think like that's definitely like later than me. Okay. And that's the one with Ross Lynch in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. What, like, why did you stop watching? Was it just like, you were like, I'm too old for this, or like.
Why did I stop watching? I don't think it was ever about being too old for it. I think I just started getting into like, you know, the more adult shows, and then I didn't really have time for it anymore. I do have younger siblings that like kept watching Disney, and whenever I tried to watch with them, I was like, this isn't really the same.
Yeah.
But I mean, my most recent Disney show is High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I love that show.
Yeah. I'm not caught up though. Okay. I went to see, I finished season two, and I never finished season three. I gotta go back. I just have
season
to go back.
Season three, I like it. Olivia Rodrigo, I think she's in two episodes of it, and then she like leaves, which I get it. She has much more important things to do. It was just kind of sad because she was like the main character.
No, I know. Yeah. And then, yeah, because she was starting to peel away in season three, and I noticed that, and I was like, it's not the same. But I still am down to finish that series because I think it's really funny.
It really like captures like the old Disney Channel, I feel, and I love High School Musical so much. So I'm like
the comedic timing of the show's being is like really on point in that show.
Yeah, it's really funny. Yeah. I love that show. So were you like growing up, I'm guessing you like watched DCOMs as well as like the TV shows?
Yes, absolutely. I like saved the date on every DCOM.
I love that. Oh my God.
Saved the date. And I was like, Dad, like, I have the TV on this night because
Yeah.
this movie is coming out, okay? I would like take the mental note of like when new episodes were coming out as well.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So fun. What were some of your, like, when you think back on it, your like favorite ones or ones that you were like so excited to like come out?
High School Musical, obviously, like a 1, 2, 3, Counting the Days for those. Like the musical ones are like the ones that I really remember. Or like the crossover episodes.
Those were really fun. The
Those
like, That's a
are
Sweet Life of Hannah Montana. That's like the
awesome.
first one I
The
think of.
episodes would be like way longer.
Yeah.
The Wizards of Waverly Place movie is like one of my favorites.
Yeah. Are you a Selena
More.
Gomez fan? Do you like her?
Love her. I dig
Oh.
her. I thought she was so good in Wizards.
I know. I feel like I wish she like that's like the best I've ever seen her act. Like I think she like plays that kind of character really well.
She does. It's one of
Yeah.
her best.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. Like, now that I live in New York City, like, I walk down Waverly Place.
Wait, Waverly Place is a real place. They didn't just like make it up for the
No,
show.
Waverly Place is real because it takes place in New York. Well, I
Yeah.
walk down Waverly Place when I go to school.
Oh my God. Wait, is it like, is that in Manhattan? Oh, okay. That's
Yeah,
so
it's in
cool.
Manhattan, and there is a Waverly Place diner.
Does it look like the one that like is in the show?
No, I not really, because you know how that was like more of like a Subway place,
Oh yeah. Yeah.
which okay is not really like how the actual Subway places in New York look, because it's literally just like you order at the counter and that's all there's room for.
Like the restaurants that are like within the subway itself.
Yeah, so like there's not enough room for tables in like sandwich shops out here.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, because they were, oh, it was like supposed to be like you walk out of the subway and then you could sit down at a diner and eat like that. I didn't realize that. That's the whole show. Yeah. What? Yeah. What? When you were like, I guess, okay, you're born in what year? Were you born? Are you 90s, baby?
98.
98. Okay. So do you, I'm guessing you don't remember the 90s because you were a baby.
I really don't.
Yeah. Do you have like a lot of nostalgia for like your childhood in like the 2000s and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember too much of it, but I definitely like I remember the TV shows that were super in. I remember the outfits that people would wear. Like the denim on denim was huge.
Yeah.
And like I like hot pink was huge.
Yeah.
The shoulder bag look was a big
Yes.
thing. Going back to the 2000s, like I had like the folders of like my favorite TV shows for school. Like my notebooks were like That's So Raven, Hannah
Yeah.
Montana, my pencils, everything. I had this little keychain that was like a Camp Rock keychain,
Oh my
and when you
God.
clicked it, it saying, "This is real, this is me, I'm exact." And then, yeah,
That's
kids would
so
always
cute.
try to like
Press it in class.
press it during class. Yeah, that's like what I remember from 2000. So like I do miss it.
Yeah.
So it's super nice like having Disney Plus, because I can like go watch Hannah Montana whenever I want. And I've been showing like my little 10-year-old sister like the shows from like my time.
Oh my God, does she like them?
She loves them. She's like a
Oh
huge
my
Hannah
God.
Montana fan.
That's so cute.
Oh,
Oh my
and
God.
she loves like Victorious and iCarly.
Oh my God. That is so fun. 'Cause those were all, yeah, those were all on before she was like even born. That's so cute. Oh my God. Wait, how many do you have like younger sisters and brothers?
Sisters. One of them is
Okay.
20 and the other is 10.
Oh, that's so cute. I don't have any younger siblings. I always wanted to. That's, were you
Oh, isn't
excited
this
when you
cute?
found out that you were having like little siblings?
Oh yeah, I was super stoked. It was weird though, because like the last one I was like 14 and a half already. But no, I was very excited to have like a little baby sister at that age. I feel like a lot of people would think it's weird, but no, I was excited about it. And like growing up, my parents were always like, "Oh, we have built-in babysitters in our household already, so we don't need to pay for one." And I was like, "Great." But yeah, like when she was like a baby, I would like put her in like full face makeup
Oh my God,
and
that's so
like paint her
cute.
nails, and she's like 2 years old with like smoky
Oh my
eyeshadow and like
God.
my pink nails. It was fun. She was like my little like Barbie doll.
That's so cute. That's so fun. Oh my God, I want to
Yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Aww. Is she like
Yeah.
a little you or is she like pretty
No,
different
she is
too?
literally a little me.
I
Like
love
when
that.
people meet her, they're like, this is you in like this size body. Like she even looks like me. She talks like me. She's doing musical theater right now.
Yes.
Yeah, she just did Annie and she's like, she'll like tell me when she has callbacks. I'm like,
Oh my God.
this is dangerous for our parents.
That's so cute.
So many theater kids. But yeah, she's totally like me. Like she's so like sassy, got a lot of spunk to her. So
Love
yeah.
that. Oh my God. Jealous. Always want a little sister.
Do you only have older siblings or are you
I
an
have
only
a
child?
sister who's 2 years older. She's 31. So, and we are close. It just like I always wanted someone to kind of do like kind of look up to me essentially and like to watch
I
over
look
and
up to
influence.
you.
Okay. Thank you.
I do.
Thanks. Thank
Yeah.
you. I feel like a lot of my friends are like younger than me, and I wonder if it's because I never had a younger sibling, so I like want
Oh,
to.
yeah.
I feel like that's probably why. Yeah. But yeah, I guess I'll like kind of move on to the movie itself. Thank you for okay, so I kind of gave you this and really like let you choose, but I was hoping you would like this movie because I don't know, I feel like I have a loose connection to High School Musical because of Corbin Bleu. Did you have like any memories of this movie or any sort of actual connection with it, or is this all in my mind?
No, yeah, I remember when this came out, I was super super young. But I was like excited because it was like Corbin Bleu's movie.
Yeah.
Like we all knew him from High School Musical and we knew him as Chad and it was like, oh, this guy's like getting his own movie. It was totally like hyped up at school. When I was little, like I don't remember like watching it when I was little, but I do remember thinking like, oh, like he's so cool. Like he's
Yeah.
so cool, like doing the boxing thing and the jump rope. I was like, wow, like Corbin Bleu can like do it all.
I know he is like even watching this, I was like, oh, he's super talented. Not that I like didn't think he was. It's just like hard to be in a movie with like Zac Efron and like you're kind of gonna be outshined by him. But like, no, he was really cool. Did you like him in High School Musical? What was, or I guess we'll go back to High School Musical. What were your like some of your favorite characters like in that movie?
Well, when I was little, it was definitely Gabriella.
Yeah.
I like wanted to be her.
Yeah.
I loved Vanessa Hudgens. I was a huge fan. But I think now my favorite characters are like Ryan and Sharpay.
Yes.
Yeah,
Oh
Ryan
my
and
God.
Sharpay.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
think like I'm the most similar character-wise, even though I think a lot of people think Sharpay, I relate to Ryan more. Because he's like, he's still fabulous and like but he's like, he's nice to people. And Sharpay's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah.
No, but I think he had the most of an arc to his story,
Yeah.
Ryan. Like he had the most like character growth throughout the three
Yeah.
movies.
Yeah. Because I feel like he was like kind of mean in the beginning and then he like starts getting accepted by like the group and then in the end he
Yeah,
like.
and he built a lot of independence by the
Yeah.
last movie, like away from Sharpay.
Yeah.
Man,
I
yeah.
know. I love it. Yeah. But yeah, no, Corbin Bleu is very talented and he's like in musical theater too. Like he was on
He's on
Broadway.
Broadway
Wait,
now.
he is? I did not know. What is he in?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Is he Seymour? Oh wait, he's with isn't Constance Wu is Audrey. Okay, I saw a video of that. But yeah, okay. Jumpin' also has Keke Palmer in it. What do you think of Keke Palmer?
I love her, actually.
Yeah.
As she's gotten older, I think she's become like so much more talented.
Yeah.
I did watch True Jackson.
I can't believe I forgot about that when I was watching that. I loved that show. Yeah.
I love that show. Yeah, I watched what's it called? Nope.
Oh
She
yeah, I saw
was really good in that.
that
She's
too.
really good
Yeah.
in Nope. She was Cinderella on Broadway too. I
I did not know that. Oh my
didn't know she
God.
was Cinderella.
Wait, like in is it Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella or was it like, oh my God, okay. So many Broadway people. I don't know that they're actually on Broadway. That's so cool.
Yeah,
Look at
so
that.
she's talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was super cute in Jumpin'.
Yeah.
And I kind like wasn't that kind of like her first thing? Jump In was like kind of like her first movie. I don't really remember seeing her before Jump In.
I feel like she was in like, okay, I think Aquila and the Bee was like her first, I think, movie when she was like,
Totally forgot about that. Yes, Aquila and the Bee. Oh my gosh.
when
I
she
was
was
like,
like seven or something. She was like tiny, tiny child, yeah.
yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes, Aquila and the Bee. And then yeah, they showed Aquila and the Bee like right before the premiere of Jump In, because they like wanted to introduce us to Kiki Palmer. Oh my gosh, yes.
And then, yeah, that was, wait, how old was she in this movie? Because I was trying to think about that, because I think she's like, okay, so she was like 15, 16. So yeah, no, she was young, like she's tiny, yeah, but she was really good. I liked her a lot in this movie. I thought she was fun,
Yeah,
and I
she's
liked
like,
her little,
yeah.
yeah, she's really sassy, she like really lays down the law. But I liked her little romance. But yeah, so basically this movie is about this kid named Izzy, who is played by Corbin Bleu. He's a boxer, but he has like interest in being like a double Dutch, like jump roper, because he sees like Kiki Palmer and all her friends doing it. And at first he's like, this is stupid, this is lame. And then he watches the competition and then he's like, I need to do this. What did you think of like the premise of the movie?
You know what? I thought the plot was very interesting, and I it's funny because like as a kid, like you don't really like understand the plot. It's kind of like, oh, Corbin Bleu's on the screen and he's double judging. And I recently just watched it, and I was an adult, and there's like a lot of deep shit in there. It
There is.
really is, and it's like I thought that first of all, it was a very like accurate depiction of Brooklyn,
I was
which.
gonna ask you that. Okay, it is, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, like the places that they were walking by, I was like, I've walked through there.
Oh, so they really like filmed like on
No, they
location.
straight up filmed like in New York. Yeah. Honestly, like I do see kids like jump roping out here
Wait,
when
so I was wondering about that. So kids still do that?
I don't know if it if they're like super big on Double Dutch or like, but you know, sometimes I walk by the schools or like the playgrounds. And I'll see kids like jump roping. I haven't seen any kids do like the crazy stuff from like this movie. But I see them out. So I don't know if that's like a Brooklyn thing or a New York thing, like Double Dutch. But I do see kids out. But like the scenes with Kiki Palmer and Corbin Bleu, where they're like, you know, sneaking out to the fire escapes. That's like so New York. So like West Side Story. And it is like it's a little scary. It is like that easy to just like come out your window and like climb up to someone else's window like that.
Do you do that ever? Like, is that like a
I don't,
okay.
but like I walk around and I see like the apartments that are like that.
That's another thing is like having like I never lived on the East Coast or like in New York, and so it's like, do people actually do this? Because movies are all they always have people like smoking on the fire escape and like dancing on them. So that is cool. That is
Yeah, people do chill on their fire escapes. Like
yeah.
that's like a thing, they like hang out there. But I thought like the plot was interesting where they are like pretty much bringing up gender roles.
They really, that was a big part of it. I forgot that that was a big part of this movie.
Yeah, until I rewatched it and I was like, oh my God, like, and I guess it's interesting because like I feel like nowadays if a boy tries double dutch, like no one would really like even with kids, like I don't really think anyone would think that's like a girl sport. So it's interesting, like going back to the 2000s, like that really was how it was. Like that was an accurate depiction of how like kids were in school. Like boxing is for boys, double dutch is for girls. But like being in school at when I was the age that I was when this movie came out, I do remember like being on the playground and it was very much like boys were on the basketball courts, girls were doing jump rope. But when I became a teacher, I noticed on the playgrounds that the boys and girls were interacting a lot more. So I don't know if it's like a generational thing or what,
That's
but.
really cute to hear. I didn't like, I never thought about that because I was thinking, like, would people like make fun of a kid for double dutching, like, if it was a boy? And that's like, that actually really inspires me that like people don't care as
Yeah.
much about
I mean,
that.
I'm sure there are still kids that would. I'm sure there's still kids that would make fun. But from my experience teaching, and I'm sure this is not everyone's experience, like they like the boys and the girls would play together. And I taught kinder through eighth grade. like that.
Okay. So like all that age range people would like actually interact and it wouldn't be like boys, girls.
No, it was a little bit of like boys, girls, maybe like third to fifth grade was like boys, girls, but outside of that, not really. And the whole the scene in the high school where like his photos are like posted all around, they're like in pink. I didn't have that kind of like high school experience. I don't know.
Here. I didn't either,
I don't know if that was accurate for the time or if that
That
was the drama.
like, yeah, that was a little over the top because I feel like people did, like, it's like not that bullying or like people being like assholes just didn't happen at like my public high school, but like it wasn't like if someone like saw you doing double dutch with girls and you're like a guy who does boxing, like they wouldn't, nobody would care that much to like take a picture of you and
Nobody
spread it on the
cares.
school.
If anything, you would think it's like kind of cool, like, oh, you're hanging with the girls, like this guy's got a lot of riz, but I would think.
I'm like, he's
No.
like hanging out with like three really cute girls and like I don't
Yeah.
know. And the guy who took the picture, like I didn't see him with any girls the whole show. So it's like, I don't know. It's so the guy we're talking about, like there's this like bully guy who like also boxes named Rodney and he's just like mean to everybody. And like he ends up being like, there was a narrator in this movie. I didn't remember that. And he was saying like, I thought it was just like a random guy, but then you
And then
realize
it
like
ended up being
it's
Rodney.
Rodney. I was shocked, and I'm never surprised by these movies. They're usually so predictable. So I was
They
like, oh wow,
are.
good. Yeah. Like I can like I there was so much stuff. I knew that the dad was gonna like have high expectations for his son to be a boxer and then be disappointed when he like did like double dutch, but in the end he comes around. But like, yeah, the bully thing I was like not expecting. But yeah, no, there is a lot of like gender roles in this, like also, there's like one girl who's like a boxer and everyone gives her shit for it. Yeah, what did you think about
Yeah,
that whole thing?
that was interesting. I don't think they gave her a big enough part.
I agree. Yeah.
I think she deserved more in the script.
Yeah.
Because like she is literally the reason why Izzy decides to keep pursuing double dutch and like ditch boxing.
Yeah.
Like, had she not said that to him, like that scene where she's like on the thing. What does she say to him? She's like,
She's like, he's like punching and stuff like that. And she goes up to him and she said, like, do you think if like something like, do you think if I let all the guys who told me I couldn't box as a girl like affect me, like I'd still be the best like boxer in the city? And I was like,
yes,
oh
yeah, that's
shit.
exactly what she says. That important, such an important scene, and like they should have made especially that scene longer.
I agree.
There was so much more there, and I feel like there could have been so much more to the plot.
I wish they would have spent more time on that than like the bully Rodney guy, but like,
No,
what can you
literally.
do? Yeah, because he was just like super mean and like almost abusive. I mean, I guess he was because like that's how bullies were.
Okay, yes. Okay. If we're going back to this, I noticed like the depictions of bullying in the 2000s to now, it was like really intense back then. Like I go back to like TV shows and like kids are like throwing each other in trash cans. And now it's more like when I see like the kids shows when my sisters are watching it, it's more like the bullies make like a mean comment.
Like slyly. I think people
But
aren't like aggressive, like physically aggressive in the way that they used to be, which is good.
Yeah, no, but Roddy literally was like choking a kid in like one of the opening scenes. Like, that's crazy. It's crazy. I was a little surprised because I totally forgot about that scene, but when I rewatched it, I was kind of surprised that Disney like put that in there.
There was like some moments that were like really real and like I felt like I'm like, oh geez, like especially because he ends up being like poor and like not having a good family life and that's like why he's like so angry and I'm like, that's kind of deep for Disney.
That's really deep.
And like there's
Yeah.
a part where they like he has to like take clothes like because like from like the school like donations because he can't afford new clothes and so I'm like, oh my God, like in a way, like I'm like, I wish they would explain this more, but I also wish they spent less time on him because there's so many other characters I wish they would have developed.
They really packed a lot for a movie that's only an hour and a half, though, I will say. They
Definitely.
really did the most, but I almost wish the movie was longer. Or they made like a part two or something, because I feel like this movie has like so much.
It does have like, and like because I haven't seen it in a long time, and like rewatching it, and I was like, oh, this is a lot better than I remember. Like, it is like corny, of course, but it's like,
It
I don't know,
is.
it has a, like, it's very corny, but it's like not, I, it's actually like some parts are like kind of funny and cute, and like I like think that, like, I don't know, Corbulo is very charming, and so is Keke Palmer, so they like pulled off the roles well.
Yeah. When I was watching this, I was like, okay, Izzy with the Riz, like flirting it up with what was Keke Palmer's character's name? Shoot.
Mary, which
Yeah.
I was like kind of like, and his sister's name is Karen, like Karen and
You
Mary. I was
know, I
like, those
was
are like
like,
old lady names.
and his name was Isidore.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Which I was like, I don't think I've ever heard of that name. Like, I don't
Haven't heard
know.
of that name
Yeah.
ever.
That sounds like a name that was popular in like the year 1900,
Literally.
but Izzy's a cute nickname. I
Yeah.
get why he goes by that. Yeah. But so basically, he joins the like group that Keke Palmer is in. They enter competitions, but he drops out of like one of them. And then she's mad, but then she forgives him. I thought that was kind of like, but I guess they really needed someone. But he was like good right away at like Double Dutch. Did you notice that there was no like learning curve for him really?
Yeah, that it was like the very first time he tried Double Dutch, he got in and then he tried a trick and then failed. But then the next scene was him like on the floor doing like all these crazy tricks. I was like, okay, I guess that's real.
Yeah, I guess he's just talented at everything he does. No, it was like, I'm not gonna do a good job at explaining this, but they like got on the floor and they would like basically like do a push-up as but like jumping like
Yes,
into one,
yeah.
and then they like they wouldn't hit the ropes. It was really impressive. Like
It was.
I
Oh
yeah.
my gosh. There was one scene where Corbin Bleu and Keke Palmer were doing that trick together.
Yeah.
And Keke Palmer, like, got up and her face was not Keke Palmer.
Oh my God,
It's
okay.
like, y'all forgot to cut that part.
Oh my God. Okay,
It
I did not
was.
notice. I'm gonna rewatch and try to find that. Oh my God, it's absolutely someone else.
It's like this whole reel of them like practicing
Yeah.
and they're like outside. And I remember she's like wearing pink
Yeah.
and they're both like on the floor and they get up. It's not her.
Yeah,
I know my Kiki, that's not her.
it's not my Kiki,
You know what? Disney
yeah.
Channel did a lot of that and I never noticed until I was an adult. Like as a kid, like
Yeah.
that did not faze me. Like I really didn't notice.
No, that kind of, because there's like a lot of like if you watch Suite Life of Zack and Cody, there's so, or like even That's So Raven, like both of those shows like have a lot of like technical like fuck ups that like as a kid
Yes.
you just don't care or you don't
Yeah.
notice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's just so weird watching these like movies as an adult. You just are like, oh my God, like some stuff is so much deeper than you thought and some stuff is so much cornier than you thought, but it's still entertaining. So another thing I wanted to ask you about is like, what did you think of the music in the
Oh my gosh.
movie?
I totally forgot about the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And when I rewatched it, I was like, there's so many bops in here.
Yeah, they like the Keke Palmer song is really fun. I really liked that one.
Oh, it's my turn now in another way. Yeah, that
She
one.
sounds much better singing it than me. Yes, thank you.
Push it, push
Push
it
it.
to the limit. Oh my
I
gosh.
remember
Oh,
that music video. I had
Jordan
fun.
Pruitt. Do you remember Jordan Pruitt? She had
Yes, yes.
to the rhythm. Wait, how does it?
Yeah. The jump to the rhythm instead to the music. All in together. It's like, I feel like people think she's a one-hit wonder, but no, she's got this song
Oh,
too.
bestie, she was on The Voice.
Wait, really? Was she on The Voice after like she did all the like Disney Channel stuff? Really? How did she do? Whose team was she on? I'm so curious.
I don't know because I don't really watch The Voice. My
Yeah.
dad was working one day and I saw her. She popped up. She was like, "Hi, I'm Jordan Pruitt. You might remember me from Disney Channel."
Oh my God. Oh, she was on Christina's team. Okay, cool. Good choice. That's who I would choose if Christina was one of the judges for me.
We have Drew Seeley for I'm Ready.
Oh, Drew Seeley? Oh my God.
Yeah, no, soundtrack a bop though, no skips.
Yes. Yeah. Are you like a fan of like were you into soundtracks and stuff like that when like in these movies, or like when you were a kid, like do you remember ones that you had?
I would get the soundtracks for like Hannah Montana and High School Musical, but the other DComs like not re really. I just remember like the songs that they would play in the movie, and then what they played like during like the commercials and like when they made like the music videos out of them.
Did you, was CDs like a big part of your childhood, or was it kind of going out? Because for me it was, but I'm like older than you, so I don't know if it was the same.
It
It
was.
was. Oh, okay. Do you remember like the first CD you ever got?
I think like the first CD I got for Christmas was like Vanessa Hudgens' first album.
Yes. I
Yeah,
love
made
the
me
one
beat.
with is that Sneaker Night on it? It had like the Baby Come Back song.
Yes, so good. It did have a
Yes.
it was so good.
Yes.
Baby, my heart can't take it. I try to find
Another
another
boy,
boy.
but all the while I can't face it. Yes. I congratulations to Vanessa Hudgens. She just got married. I'm very happy for her. Yes, I really like her. I know like some people have their things to say about her, but I think she seems like a really nice person.
I think she seems like a really nice person. I don't know.
Yeah, and she went to Broadway too. All these Disney Channel stars going to
Yeah,
Broadway. I support it.
I know. Right after Disney Channel, she was Mimi in Rent.
Yeah, that's so fun. I love
Yeah,
it. Do you have any desire to be in Rent? Like, is that a show you enjoy?
I do enjoy Rent. I don't know if I could ever be in Rent, but like I would never pass that up.
Yeah.
I think it'd be super fun for me to be like Maureen.
She'd be a great Marine. Oh my
Yeah,
God. Yeah.
if I could sing her songs, I would love to be Maureen. I think that would just be so fun.
Yeah.
Or even Mimi, but yeah.
I guess at first I was like, oh, you could be Mimi, but you could be like any of the girls. Yeah. So yeah, no, the movie ends. They win the competition. And like the final one, and we find out that Rodney the Bully was narrating this story that he's telling in the future as like, you know, to kids because it's inspirational. And I guess like Izzy and Mary end up together. What did you think of their romance overall?
There could have been more.
Yes. Yeah.
I think there could have been more. But I mean, I think it was very like accurate of like how high schoolers are when they have a crush, but they don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
And he's totally like he totally starts doing it because of her.
Yeah, that's true. I
Like,
guess that was like the real inspiration. Yeah.
yeah, he like has a crush on her and she totally has a crush on him. So that's like what piques his interest about it. But he's trying to act like Double Dutch is for girls. Like, you clearly like her.
Yeah. It's like a negging relationship, but it's not like not that bad. Like, I feel like there's a lot of those kind of relationships that I think are like toxic, but this one was kind of cute.
No, this one was really cute. I think their scenes of them, like, in the fire escape were cute.
Yes.
I actually thought, like, their first kiss was, like, was very real. That was like a very honest like scene. That totally is like how it would go. And
Yeah.
I feel like whenever Disney Channel tries to put kisses in scenes, it's very like staged,
Yeah,
but it was
definitely.
so like honest.
Yeah.
Do you remember like hearing, I don't know, a podcast or a video of Kiki Palmer like talking about how nervous she was for the that
Oh,
kiss?
wait, was that her like first on-screen kiss?
I think so. I think it might have just been like her first kiss.
Oh my God. Wait,
I
with
don't know.
Corbin Blue, how lucky is she?
That could be wrong. That could be wrong
I can
information.
believe it. Yeah. I mean, she was so young. I could have
Yeah,
been so,
yeah.
yeah.
But I think it was like they were friends and she was like, I was so nervous about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when she kisses him, she just like kind of like they're talking and then she impulsively does it and then she kind of like gets nervous and
Yeah, and
kind
it's
of
like a
goes.
little peck. It's very
Yeah.
cute. And like they're both so smiley after, and she runs away. I'm like, that's so like accurate. Like I would do that.
It's adorable. I thought they were cute. And yeah, and in the end, they end teaching their dad how to do double dutch.
That was really cute. That's
That was
cute.
funny, yeah.
Speaking of the dad, the mom was like a big part of this as well.
Oh, yeah, we forgot
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know if maybe that like goes into why he's so like Double Dutch is for girls. 'Cause you know, there's like no female figure in the house anymore.
mention that. Yeah, because okay, so his mom had died. I feel like they said like 2 years ago or something like that. It was like somewhat recent.
Yeah.
And they don't really say why, but like it's like him and his little sister who's like 7 or 8, and like the dad, and like, yeah, it's like sad, and like they keep like he like doesn't want to do anything that like his wife wouldn't do, so he like cooks all the stuff that she does, and like he
He's like,
like,
dinner at 7. Dinner has always been
yeah
7. Yeah.
yeah he's so strict about it. And so yeah, I guess I didn't even think about that. That is really deep. It's like there's no female presence, so like he has to be like really masculine, I guess.
Yeah, it has to be masculine. It's like all about boxing, and like even his friends like start making fun of him for the whole jump rope thing.
It's kind of like, I guess it does show toxic masculinity, but I think like they do a good point of like showing that that's like bullshit.
Yeah.
I think they show like a boys can do girl stuff and girls can do boy stuff. I like that they had both. That was sweet.
Like that
And
too.
I like how in the end his dad, I guess they're kind of saying he doesn't actually like boxing and he could go do jump rope now. Is that like what you got from it?
That's kind of what I got from it too.
Yeah.
Because I got the vibe that like this whole time the dad just thought that his son loved to box.
Yeah.
Because Izzy never said, I don't like boxing until like the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought that this is a hot take, but I thought the dad was pretty chill.
Yeah.
Was
Yeah.
like, Corbin Blue was like showing up 2 hours after curfew.
Yeah.
It's like missing dinner, missing practice, and like not communicating. He's just like, he leaves the house and he's just like, oh, I'm going out with friends. What?
I did like for like the kind of character they were trying to portray him as, like he was really like laid back. Like I wouldn't, my parents would be like fear. I would not come home 2 hours late. Like they, that just wouldn't
I would
have been
not
allowed.
do that. And
Yeah.
there was one scene where the dad was like, where have you been? Like, dinner is 7. Dinner has always been at 7. And
Yeah.
then Izzy is like, well, maybe things should change around here. I was like, I
No, oh my
would never speak
God. I
to
would never dare say that. Oh my God,
my
yeah.
parents. Maybe things should change around here. I was like caught off guard. I was like, whoa. And the dad was just like, okay, like, sit down. Like, why?
Yeah, okay, maybe. Yeah, it was wild. Yeah. But I don't know. The dad ended up being really sweet. Yeah. And he didn't like shove his dreams like in the end onto Izzy because he like realized what he actually liked to do. So I thought that was sweet. But yeah, so what did you think of the movie y'all? Like how many would you give it out of 5 stars?
I give her, I was gonna say 3.5 out of 5, but I'd say
Yeah.
4 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like a good quality movie.
Yeah.
I think they did a lot with what they were given. There definitely could have been a lot more. I think they could have gone more into the mom.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to see more between Keke Palmer and Corbin Bleu, like more of their story. But no, like I enjoyed it. There's lots of lessons to be learned in this. I thought maybe some of the lessons that were learned in this movie were a little too like straightforward. Like it was very much like in the dialogue. Like they would just say,
Yeah.
don't you think we shouldn't do this
Yeah,
anymore?
I know. I've
Like better if like we didn't
Yeah.
we didn't associate this as like a boy thing, like or whatever they say. Is
Yeah.
a little too literal, but I guess like it is a kids movie and like the whole point is to get like a message across to kids. So
Yeah.
I, you know. But I mean for me, 4 out of 5. What about you?
Yeah, no, I agree. I like with everything you said. Yeah, I think like it does have good morals. I really like in particular the part where they like Rodney is trying to fight him and he was basically saying, but we're above this. We don't need to fight anymore. And I always love the like message of nonviolence. But yeah, no, this is a good movie. I really enjoyed it. I'd say 4 out of 5 as well. Yeah. I think like for like a Disney Channel movie, yeah, definitely. Like it's in the top, I would say for sure. Very
Yeah.
charming actors. So what did you think of the fashion in the movie? Is there anything that like really stood out to you?
It took me back to the 2000s.
Yes. I noticed there was a lot of like layered tank tops and
Yes.
capri. Is that, do you remember doing that? Was that something you wore?
I did the whole layer thing, or like a tank top over a t-shirt. I did do that.
Yes. There was a lot of like pleated like short skirts that they wore like while they were doing like jump rope, and a lot of like leggings with skirts.
Yes, and like the colors were a lot brighter, I feel like.
Yes.
And like the color blocking was a lot more back then.
Yes, like they put crazy colors together.
Yeah, crazy colors together. Definitely didn't shy away from like the metallic for
No, yeah. They like the final like competition, they were like wearing metallic. They even had like Corbin Blue and metallic shorts, which I thought was fun. It was a
yeah.
lot.
It almost reminded me of the 90s a little bit too.
Yeah, especially like the athletic style, like kind of had like a lot of like 90s vibes to it, because also like very color blocky and like graphic colors and prints. Yeah, it was. I wasn't like my favorite fashion movie in, like I've ever seen, but it was fun and it definitely reminded me of what I wore back then. What do you think of like the 2000s fashion coming back? Are you a fan?
A little bit. There are certain things where I'm like, we can go without that. Like the low-rise jeans, I'm so not.
Yes.
That's
Yes.
the low-rise jeans that can stay in the 2000s. Like
Agreed.
I feel like pencil eyebrows were more like 90s, but if they bring back the pencil eyebrows, I will not be down for that either.
Neither will I.
But like I feel like the shoulder bag look is like coming back.
Yes.
She's been back for a little bit, and I love that.
I
The
think it's really
mom
cute.
jeans,
Yeah.
like the baggy clothing is like coming back. I dig
Yeah.
her.
You're a fan. Okay, because I feel like a lot of people are like, don't like it. Like, because some things were so fitted for such a long time. You like the baggy.
I like loose fitting clothes. I don't really like tight fitting clothes. I
Yeah.
like to breathe. Yeah, but we love that.
Yeah. I think that's fun. I like some of the makeup from that time. Like, I like the bright eyeshadow and like the like lots of accessorizing. I think that's fun. But yeah, no, I've never met anyone who was like, I'm so happy that low rise jeans are coming back. They just don't really look good on anybody.
They don't look good on me. I know for a fact. Like, I
Me
will always be a high rise jean girly.
too. Yeah. I think they just, it's too much to worry about. Like, I don't know. I feel like back then when I wore low rise jeans, like you could always see people's underwear, and like if you're wearing high rise jeans, that's never an issue.
You just unlocked so many screen
Yes, of people like
memories.
tapping you on the shoulder and being like, I could see your underwear. Yeah.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
Is I never have to worry about that with my high rise.
No, I'm never gonna have underwear that high. Yeah, that was especially like, I mean, I was way too young for this at the time, but it was like the people like their thongs were always showing. But like now I feel like that's kind of like trendy, which I don't have
The
that kind
underwear
of
showing.
confidence. Yeah, like the thong showing over the jeans.
And okay, a new thing now is to show like an inch of your butt crack. That's like a thing now. Have you
Really?
seen that?
I have
Like,
never seen
girls are like
that. What
wearing the
the
super low skirts that are like super low down your back, and you can see like a teeny bit of
heck?
a butt crack.
I don't. That's very daring. I mean, I don't want people seeing my butt.
No, nobody look at my butt crack,
Yeah,
please.
please
I don't
don't.
even want to look at my own butt crack.
Honestly, neither do I. I know it exists, but I don't really need to acknowledge it. That's fine. Yes. Are you so what do you think of fashion? Are you a fashion girly? Are you like, yeah, what have you enjoyed it your whole life? What's your feelings about it?
I am like, I'm into fashion. I love looking at fashion, seeing like what kind of outfits you can get from like Instagram, and seeing if you can like copy, designer outfits and like expensive outfits. I wouldn't call myself a huge like fashion girl. I definitely would rather walk out of the house in like jeans and a t-shirt. But I think since moving to New York, I've had to vamp up my closet a little bit, because that's so not a thing here to just walk out in like jeans and a t-shirt. But I feel like I cared more about fashion when I was younger, like definitely during the 2000s. I think I cared more.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that has to do with me like being in a private school and I had to wear like uniforms.
Oh, wait, how long were you in? Did you go to private high school too?
No,
Okay.
only second to fifth grade it was.
Okay. And then you could, I feel like, yeah, because I feel like I met a lot of people who had uniforms and they love fashion because they never got to choose.
Yeah, so I remember being more into it then, and especially when we had like free dress days, everyone would pull up. Everyone would like put on their best fits. I would
Yeah.
have my parents sit there in my room and be like, should I wear this or this? Like, this is important. Like, they
That's
would like
so
help pick out
cute.
my outfits. Because I
Oh.
was like, It's breed rest day. I need to show up.
That is really cute. I love that. Oh my God. And then
Yeah.
like, I don't know, that inspires you to like care. And then like when you don't care, you don't care. Yeah. Like speaking of like in New York, like yeah, anytime I visited, I feel like very unfashionable. And I'm like, damn, because in San Diego, people don't really care. Like there's everyone's hot here, but like it's still like people don't put a ton of effort in. And like New York, like everyone is so like avant-garde. And I'm like, I feel so basic when I'm here.
Yeah, in San Diego, it was like I literally was in like a t-shirt and shorts every single day and like
Yeah.
wore the same pair of shoes every single day. And right now it's like it's snowing, so I kind of do wear the same thing every day right now because it's cold. But
Yeah.
yeah, when I had just moved here, like I was constantly like staring at my closet, like what am I supposed to wear now? And I like wouldn't even have anywhere to go. Like I would just like decide to like walk through Manhattan just for the fucks of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like yeah, the fits here usually on point. Like it's
Yeah.
definitely like the knee-high boots and like the trench coat and the scarf and the trendy sunglasses that are like,
The
you know what I'm talking about,
teeny,
like this shaped
teeny
sunglasses.
ones. Yeah.
Yeah, big like accent earrings with like headphones.
That's so
That's
funny.
the New York thing.
So people still like go all out. Well, I mean, yeah, some like fashion girls, but like during
Yeah, I
like the
mean,
winter, even when it's like freezing ass cold, they're still like,
no, yes, I totally see it. I totally see
yeah.
it. People do like pull up in their fits. I mean, it's not, I think during winter, it's not like as normalized to be so like fashionable, so fashion forward, but I still definitely see it.
But yeah, I guess we're kind of wrapping up. Is there anything? I mean, I know a lot of my listeners are in San Diego, but is there, in case there are a fair amount of New York listeners, is there anything you want to promote? Any events coming up in your life?
I don't have any shows coming up, but my Instagram is
Yes.
at Julia Ortiz Louise.
Yes.
Last name is Ortizlouis. That's my Instagram. Go follow me. I have like one singing video on there.
Oh yeah, she
But
is a
stay tuned.
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice. One
Thank
of the best
you. Yeah,
voice
stay
I've
tuned. I
ever
am like trying to like post more about like what I'm doing in school and
heard.
stuff. So that's like a goal of mine to keep posting more. So,
Yeah. Yes.
yeah, stay tuned. Yeah,
Is there any positive messages you want to send out today?
positive messages like affirmation stuff.
Yeah.
What is for me will not pass me. That okay, that's a big thing I've had to listen to myself for, especially like moving to New York and like not getting into the shows at school and stuff. You know, if I don't get into a show, then it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Or like if I don't see a guy again after a date, he wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Or if certain men don't pop back up, he
Hey.
was
Yes, this is not that we're talking about anyone in particular.
No, no one in particular.
No. Okay, that is a really beautiful message. Like for acting in particular for me, because I don't get a lot of shows I audition for, and sometimes I do, but I don't get the role, and then I'm sitting there all bitter and like, I don't get why I didn't. Like I'm trying
Oh
so
my gosh,
hard.
yeah. It's so tough.
Yeah.
Like, so today, do you know who Joanna Gleason is?
Wait,
She
sounds
was
familiar.
the original Baker's wife in Into the Woods. I saw her today. I did a master class with her today. And what she told us was like, okay, like if you go in on into an audition knowing that you are absolutely perfect for the role and you've studied this role, you've dreamed about playing this role your whole life, what is the likelihood that you actually get that part?
Yeah, oh
She
my
was like, it's
God.
50-50. It's either a yes or a no. Like,
Yeah.
even if you fully believe that you were just like the most perfect person for that part, your chances are not high. So
Yeah.
she was saying, like, don't be so hard on yourself and only give yourself 20 minutes to grieve over a role that you didn't get.
Yeah, that 20 minutes is a very good,
Yeah.
yeah, because I feel like most of us spend like a week or we're in a show and the whole time we're like, I wish I had that role.
Exactly. And then it's
Yeah.
just like so bitter. And then that's why so many people, I feel like, leave the arts because they hear no so many times and they're like, and they start comparing themselves to other people, like, well, I would have been better for that role. Or, you know what I mean? And I've done it before. So, what is for me will not pass me is like the motto.
Yeah. That is
Because it is
beautiful.
true. Like, it's for
Yeah.
you, will not pass you.
That
What
is.
about you? Do you have any positive affirmations or
Oh.
anything like that?
Oh my God, I didn't even think of one. What have I been? Oh, yes, this is what I've been thinking about. Okay, your dreams don't need to come true tomorrow. And I say that because I used to work in fashion and I used to have dreams of becoming a designer, and like I have like dreams of becoming like a costume designer, and like simultaneously I'm doing a lot of other things, and like sometimes I think about other people that I went to school with or that I had jobs with that are still pursuing those things that I wish I still was, and I wish I was further along in my career. I put a lot of pressure on myself to be further along in my career or my like in acting and stuff like that. And even though like I'm like gonna be like turning 30 this year, and sometimes I'm like, damn, what did I do in my 20s? I gotta remind myself maybe things will happen later. Maybe I don't ha not everything like great has to happen to you when you're like super young. Maybe like my dreams will come true, just it's not gonna be right away, and that's okay.
Yes. That like ties in with what I said.
I know, right?
Pass you.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
you have your whole life ahead of you. 30 is
Yeah.
young. I am.
I'm trying to remind myself of that. Thank you.
No, it is. It's young.
Thank you.
I like there's so much anxiety about like turning 30, and like
Yes.
when I turned 25, I was so anxious about it because I was
Yeah.
like, what the fuck am I doing? Like
Yeah. Like you were having like a quarter life crisis.
no, literally, because like I
Yeah.
feel like everyone talks about 25. It's like one of those ages. Like it's like 21, 25, 30 are like the ages that everyone is like, what am I gonna do at that age? And like we low key like kind of have our lives planned out for those
Me
ages. Those are
too.
like milestones for us. And I am not doing what I thought I would be doing at 25.
Yes. Oh my God.
But I mean, I'm doing something else that I think is like much cooler than what I thought I would do. So. And here you are with a podcast and everything.
I was gonna say, like, I didn't like I if you asked me when I was like 20, what would I be doing now? I would have thought, oh, I'm probably married, I probably have kids, I probably am doing like working in fashion, and like none of those things are true. It, like there's so much stuff that I wouldn't have been able to experience had I like settled down like at a young age and done all that stuff. And like I've had so much fun in my 20s, so much fun. Like yes, I partied, but like I met so many beautiful, wonderful people like you. And like I feel like if I would have gone like focused purely on my career and like or on like being like you know creating a home and all that stuff and like being domestic, I wouldn't have done it. So I'm grateful. I wouldn't, for the most part, I wouldn't change anything. So
Yes. Good. Live your
yeah.
life with no regrets. When's your birthday again?
June. So I have like 7, 6, 5. I can't do math. 5 more months. So
Yeah, 5 more months.
it's like that's another thing is I like birthdays because like getting older can be kind of sad, and like it's like a good opportunity to not be sad. So I don't know. I'm a birthday
Like
person.
celebrate yourself and yeah, and I feel like people, especially as women, people put so much shame on us for like getting older.
Oh my God,
Like
that's bullshit.
and I feel like because way back when our parents were our age, like 25 was so like the age to be married already, and that's just not anymore. And we experience a lot of shame because of it. So no, party it up, girl. Like
Thank you. I'm glad with how things turn out. I have really wonderful people in my life, and that's like what I'm most grateful for. So
definitely.
thank you. Well, thank you so much for like being on my podcast, and for it was really nice to
Thank
talk
you
to
so much
you.
for having me. This was
Of course, yeah. I
a
really wanted to have you, so I'm really glad it's like worked out. And thanks for listening. And join us next time when we watch a
lot of fun. A Disney Channel
Disney
movie.
Channel movie. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.